Call it the 21st century version of the famous Alexandria Library that served as a hub of knowledge in ancient times. Europe is offering a similar trove of information via the internet, allowing users to access tens of thousands of paintings, books, manuscripts, sound recordings, newspapers, and other items from across the European Union. European Commission spokesman Martin Selmayr says the Europeana Digital Library is planning to expand enormously in the years to come.
Today, this is just the beginning. We have today 2 million objects on Europeana, cultural objects which exist in digital form. Our objective is to have by the year 2010, 10 million digitized objects available from all over Europe, and they will be offered in 23 languages, so everybody around the world has access to these cultural heritages of the European Union's member states.
That includes digitalized representations of masterpieces from the Louvre Museum in Paris, or manuscripts of composers like Beethoven, or books from libraries around Europe, although only a small fraction of the region's 2.5 billion books will be available online in the coming years. The project is one way to showcase the European Union, this time through its cultural heritage.
On the one side, it shows that Europe is made up not of a single unified culture, but that it has 27 nations and each of them has a very rich, long history. It also shows you, however, what we have in common and gives you the perspective of the neighbors. For example, it's very interesting to see that the fall of the Berlin Wall, very important for German history, but also about European history, is something that you can find on Europeana in the form of a film that is today stored in the French National Audiovisual Institute. So here you see Germans, Hungarians, British citizens, and also Americans can now see this big event, but through the eyes of French citizens.
Those who want to check out the new European Library can click on www.europeana.eu. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.